And just a heads up, we'll have some listener comments after today's interesting interview. Today's audio cast for Friday, September 14th, 2007 from AvWeb is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Last week, a lot of us added a new term to our technological lexicon. Not many of us had heard of Amazon's Mechanical Turk, but by now tens of thousands of people all over the world, many of them AvWeb readers, not only got familiar with it, they got to use it to try to help find Steve Fawcett. The Mechanical Turk uses the internet and computers to create the ability for thousands of people to help perform a task that computers just aren't good at, like picking out airplane wreckage. Peter Cohen runs the Mechanical Turk for Amazon, and he spoke with AvWeb's Russ Niles.
And boy, it's been a busy week.
It certainly has, Russ. It's been an incredibly busy week.
Peter is essentially running the worldwide search for Steve Fawcett over the internet via Google Earth and a bunch of satellites and that sort of thing. Why don't you explain how the Mechanical Turk actually works?
Sure, I'd be happy to. What we've built is a marketplace for human intelligence, and in this marketplace, people can put tasks for other people to complete. And in the case of the search for Steve Fawcett, what we've done, working with some people from Google and a couple of satellite companies, is get a whole bunch of images that are recent and taken in fairly high resolution of the area where the search on the ground is being conducted. And what we're doing is we're asking people to look at these images and identify whether there's any debris or perhaps something that might look like an airplane that's had a hard landing. And based on tens of thousands of people looking at these images, we hope to identify some suspect images, and we've been forwarding those to the people who are conducting the search on the ground.
How many people have been involved?
At this point, we've had many tens of thousands of people come to our site and sign up and complete these tasks.
Okay, well, I know that 35,000 at least went through avweb.com, but they've been coming from all over the place, right?
That's right. We've been very fortunate to have had the people from AvWeb, and I think you guys really were the pioneers in terms of getting people coming to us early, and we've had great pickup nationally in the U.S. and also in Canada with many people stepping forward to spend a little bit of their time to help us in this search.
Okay, have we found anything?
We've identified a number of suspect images, and these are just images where people see things that could be debris of some sort or could be a vehicle of some sort that could be an airplane that's had a hard landing. What we've done is we've scored these. We have about 10 people look at each image, so it helps us to eliminate false positives and false negatives. And with the images that score at a certain level, we forward these on, and there's been a few thousand of these that we forwarded on to the search team on the ground for further evaluation.
Do you know if the search team on the ground has followed any of these up?
They've taken leads from us and from other people who are doing various types of searches, you know, be it directly through Google Earth or any other leads. They're taking any serious leads very seriously, and they're following up. And unfortunately, to this point, none of the leads have panned out. But we're continuing to process imagery. We keep on getting new imagery, which is great, and we're getting higher resolution imagery. And we hope that we can be successful and help identify something and find Steve.
Now, we've had all kinds of comments from readers that have taken part in this. They seem thrilled at the chance to be able to actually do something. What have you heard from people? You must be getting feedback from somewhere.
Absolutely. Everything from people writing to us concerned that an image that they'd identified that we really have been able to see that they identified something in an image that their input isn't lost. People basically just, I think, as you said, being very happy that there's something they can do. I think a lot of people feel in these situations that there's not much they can do if they're not nearby or if they're international, and this is an opportunity for people to contribute. And again, we're just part of a much bigger effort, and we're doing what we can, and it's very the outpouring of support has been very heartwarming.
What about the searchers themselves? Have they recognized the contribution?
Oh, absolutely, and we've been working directly with the search team, which is being coordinated out of England and is based in Nevada, and we've been working directly with those guys and getting feedback from them and coordinating and communicating with.
Okay, have you had any contact with the family or anybody close to Steve?
No, we haven't directly, and nor do we think at this point that that's really culturally appropriate. What we're doing is we're just focusing all of our efforts on getting as good satellite imagery as we can and getting it processed as quickly as we can with the help of a whole bunch of volunteers and providing whatever leads we can.
You said there was fresh satellite imagery. When was the last photos taken?
Well, we originally started out with some satellite imagery that was black and white that was shot shortly after Steve Fawcett's plane disappeared. Later last week, we received some color imagery, and early this week, we received some 60-centimeter color imagery, which gives us higher resolution. And so just as new imagery comes available, we continue to update it and put it in Mechanical Turk.
Okay, you're the expert on this, Peter. What tips do you have for people who are, as we speak, looking into their computer screens and trying to find Steve Fawcett?
Well, I would say that one thing is, you know, don't discount something you might see. An airplane that's had a hard landing might still not look like an airplane. And so don't believe that it has to be airplane shaped. Look for things that look like they're unusual in the landscape, and don't be afraid that you're going to give a false positive, because, again, we have many people looking at the same images, and we do various filtering afterwards. And just having that many eyes looking is good, and people who are able to contribute by seeing anything at all that's a lead, we will follow up on them, and they shouldn't worry about giving us false leads.
And that's Peter Cohen of Amazon's Mechanical Turk. If you would like to try your hand at it, all the info and links you need are right on our homepage at www.avweb.com. Be sure to sign up for the AvWeb Flash for news alerts. When there are significant developments, e-bulletins will be sent to AvWeb Flash subscribers, alerting you to important developments as they occur. You can sign up at avweb.com. Now to some listener comments regarding the search for Steve Fawcett. Bill writes, after helping with the photo search and watching and thinking about this situation for a lot of time, I have one recurring idea that I would like to share that I hope does not sound too insensitive. As pilots who have friends and families who care about us, don't we owe them the courtesy and thoughtfulness to file a flight plan, or at least have a plan of flight activities, so that if the unexpected happens, they would at least be able to help focus a search effort? One could hope that the rest of us will learn from the situation and be more considerate of our families and potential rescuers. Regarding the numerous other old wrecks that have been discovered, David dropped us this note. I hope Mr. Fawcett is located and is okay. I'm concerned also for the 6 or 8 old wrecks located because of the search for Mr. Fawcett. Does this indicate that a thorough search and rescue effort is only warranted for the wealthy and famous? Thanks for that note, David. And I believe it is generally assumed that after the search for Fawcett has come to a conclusion, teams will be dispatched back to these sites and perhaps bring closure to the families of other missing aviators. If you would like to comment on today's report or a previous audio cast, you can email us at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, September 17th. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AvWeb Audio News Team, and thanks for listening.